What's up, South Canyon? Pastor Tanner here, and I'm here with Pastor Brent, Senior Pastor of South Canyon Baptist Church, and Pastor Joel, Pastor of Worship Ministries. Is that what it is? I'm really bad at these titles. I think I know mine. Sometimes I translate. I'm like the youth pastor. I'm the student family pastor, so sometimes I mess up on all that. But we're here to talk about our fall schedule with you guys and just to kind of practically lay out some things before you, particularly with the AM service and with the live class hour. So let's just kind of get into it. What are we going to be kind of looking forward to in the AM service as far as, you know, sermon series? What can we be looking forward to as far as offerings within the AM service as well? And just kind of everything that encapsulates all that.
Yeah, I guess, first of all, we are planning to, and I'm excited about preaching through the book of Hebrews on Sunday morning, beginning in September, the second Sunday in September. It's a fantastic book. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit in another podcast, and so we just want to just mention that. And there are lots of fantastic things to look forward to as we walk through that New Testament book together.
As far as, like, I know we're going to be talking about this a little bit more as well, kind of in that next episode, but Joel, maybe in the order of worship, what are some things that might be a little bit different that we're going to be doing because of, you know, the pandemic, that things might have changed a little bit, or because the series has kind of prompted some things in us as well to kind of highlight some things within our order of service?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely continuing to, you know, sing together and have just lots of great faithful folks who are part of our worship teams and are just serving really faithfully, and super appreciative of that. All of our volunteers. Continue to just try to incorporate things as well, like prayers or scripture readings that will just support the whole theme of the service in terms of maybe the sermon passage and just overarching themes that we're kind of highlighting from week to week. And even as we look at the whole calendar for the fall, I know we as pastors have sat down and looked some at that preaching calendar, just tried to think through ways to bring variety, but also to be really strategic with what we're doing with our songs and other parts of the service, so that it all hopefully, all those things work together for kind of the same, to kind of drive home the same point, the same truth.
So I know a priority of ours has always been like kind of interconnecting everything, but we're just going to really kind of make that obvious kind of in this next season as well. From a really practical standpoint, during the AM service, at least for the children's and youth ministries, things do look a little bit different. We already have a nursery, just a very limited nursery. I think right now we have 2 workers in there and up to 10 children. I think it's ages three and under are invited in there. We do that by registration, so you're gonna wanna make sure that you're registered to receive emails through our church-wide email list. If you don't have that email, I would recommend that you email our church office, which is office@southcanyonbaptist.org, and just get on that list and make sure you're subscribed to our church-wide emails. I know for me, it's been really weird because I desire to have all these children's ministries offered to the kids and to the parents as well, but because of kind of the current situation we're in, we've kind of had to halt or to hybrid a lot of things. So I want to let it be known from me as the new pastor, particularly because I am the one that is in charge of this area, that we want to bring back a full-fledged nursery, a full-fledged children's church, full-fledged children's ministry in general. But as we kind of have more people volunteer, and if you're willing to volunteer, please, I want you to contact me, contact our office to do that. But as we're kind of looking to make those ministries more robust, we need you guys to be able to come in and volunteer. And we know that in this season, we want to be unbelievably gracious and charitable, just because we know people are in different situations because of our current climate and situation. So just know we want to be flexible, but in order for kind of those programs that I oversee to happen, we just need a lot of people. I think I was kind of doing the math, and I think total what I would like to see is about 60 volunteers to kind of bump us up to be able to have a fully functioning just AM service. So definitely be in prayer for us as a church and for those volunteers as well.
And Tanner, do you want to just maybe share a little bit of a vision or a roadmap as we're starting with this, you know, basic initial nursery, and then like as volunteers come in, maybe we don't hit 60 all at once, but you know, hopefully move that way as things hopefully continue to improve just in the community. But like, what's what's the order of things that you're hoping to roll out as we go?
Yeah. So my hope is that we're kind of taking things in tiers, right? So I've already started on the nursery because I felt like that was just the most practical need that we had. And so we want to get the nursery full up and running. And then after that, we're going to get the children's church full up and running. And then kind of after that, we'll work on things like live classes, offerings for the PM service for the children's ministry as well. But right now, we want to focus on getting that AM service back to what it was before COVID-19 kind of shuffled things around. So that's kind of my hope and my vision. I is that clear? I can't.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Sure. I think another thing, I don't know, either of you guys could maybe chime in on this, but I know one thing we had talked about a little bit as pastors is just part of, I think, our heart and hopefully the other people in the church, other members will come alongside, you know, in this kind of vision or these values is just knowing that kids this year, like starting back in March and all through the, you know, through the summer, have just had a lot of disappointments and a lot of things that have kind of been taken away or just things that have looked so different. And so, you know, all of us are facing those realities. My kids have faced those realities, and you know, and we can kind of feel that and lament just the loss of things and know that that's just, you know, where we are right now, where God has us. But also knowing that we would love to be able to offer what, you know, what we can, what we have the manpower to do, just to try to bless and to serve, you know, serve our kids and our families as an extension of that. But you guys have anything else that you'd
I think that's spot on. I think ultimately, because there has been so much change, I think we as a church have to make kind of the collective effort to say, hey, if we want to kind of bring our kids out of the season where it's been a lot of disappointment and a lot of sadness, we as a church have to commit to make them a priority. And so that might mean for some of us, we serve maybe a little bit more than what we're used to. Maybe we sacrifice some of our time in maybe the AM service, or maybe you haven't ever considered serving in the nursery or in children's church. Like, this might be the time to do it. If you want to see these potential brothers and sisters come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it's going to take an effort, not just on the backs of, you know, maybe 5 to 10 people, but on everyone in this church seeing really what I would consider the largest unreached group that we have in our church. So yeah, Joel, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. We want to make this time for this children, for these children. Like, we want to say, hey, like, you're a priority. We want you to know that we love you. We want to make things better for you, but not just for the sake of making things better, right? We want to do it so they may know Jesus and know him as their Lord and Savior. Yeah.
And I would just mention also that we also, while we're focusing on and want to do everything we can to help the children begin to experience the full opportunities that we wish we could give them and desire to give them at our church, we don't want to, at the same time, as you mentioned, have just a few people trying to carry it all, because that's something that could lead to burnout and frustration and disappointment. And we don't want to do that, because we have plenty of people who can, as time goes by and things change for the better, who can begin to participate and volunteer. So we want our volunteers to be healthy. We want them to be able to have several Sundays in a row where they're not serving outside of the service, and they're able to be in the service to be fed as we walk through Hebrews. But we are going to need a good group of volunteers for that to happen. And so we care about the volunteers, and for the children, we want to make everything the best that we can for them, in light of especially what's been going on lately, to make things a little bit more normal and to give them some extras like they maybe you're used to or we used to have. But we want to also be concerned about and careful about our volunteers. So please help us by being a part of that team.
Yeah, I kind of think of it in this way, like, this is how we do discipleship, right? We're not just serving those children in our church, but also our brothers and sisters who have those children, like giving them a week of respite, and maybe because of their kids, they're giving you a week of respite by serving in the nursery or serving in children's church. So it's a church's effort when we do discipleship to these little ones. I totally agree. Speaking of discipleship, another thing that we're rolling out here very, very soon is our live classes starting at 9 a.m. So Joel, do you just want to highlight maybe a couple of the live classes that are going to be offered? Or Brent, you can chime in as well, but feel free, just kind of let people know what's going to be going on during the 9 a.m. hour.
I'll mention the one that we're going to be doing. The pastors are going to be rotating among ourselves, teaching a class that's going to be in the worship center. It's going to be on spiritual disciplines, things that Christians throughout church history have done to grow in their faith and to maintain their relationship with Christ and to their means of grace that Christians throughout church history have disciplined themselves to do, like daily prayer and like daily Bible reading and meditation and so forth. Those are the kind of things we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be very practical and try to help you if those are things that you used to do but aren't doing or maybe have never done. We want to help you understand the value and the biblical basis for those kind of disciplines or habits, and hopefully help you begin to establish a daily walk with Christ in those different ways. So that'll be one of, I think, three classes that we're going to be offering in the fall. Joel, if you want to mention the others.
Yeah, so then the women with our wives, the pastor's wives, are going to be doing a women's Bible study. That'll be in the youth room. I think they're looking at the book of Colossians, the letter to the Colossians, and just doing Bible study together. And then the third one is what's been a kind of an ongoing adult life class that Leonard Geidel, one of our elders, leads. And do you know what the...
I don't remember. I think he has mentioned it to me, but I'm not remembering right now the actual topic or title.
So I know that changes from season to season. They'll look at a different book or a different theme. So that's an ongoing class, and that'll be in our Family Life Center back behind the worship center.
Yeah, and the good news is knowing that Leonard's leading it, you know it's going to be Bible-saturated, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going through Don Whitney's book, Personal Disciplines for the Spiritual Life, I think is what it's called.
Yeah,
great, great book. I got to take that class and got to like hear some of the stories a little bit more in depth from that book. So I'm really looking forward to being able to teach that class. And I know, at least for our wives' class, I know they're really going to be getting heavy into hermeneutics and application, just a lot of great like biblical foundations on how do we just study the Bible, and the book of Colossians is a great book to do that.
Yep.
And I guess some practical things just on the life class hour, again, as we've already mentioned, at this point we don't have all of the different, you know, kids classes, all the different or for youth different life classes, and so just understanding that, realizing that each of those is taking place in a much, you know, a larger room, just to help allow social distancing, and also, you know, for instance, the ones the pastors were doing in the main worship center. So there's plenty of room in there. We'd welcome families to come in, and just want to be really flexible with that, and that would go for the other classes as well. But at the same time, knowing that may be a challenge for some families or just some individuals who aren't able to gather. Right now, so we're also planning to make the one the pastors are doing and then the women's Bible study available in one form or another through live stream or through Zoom, and so that'll be communicated and that'll be shared as well, so that people who aren't able to be there during that life class hour for whatever reason still could try to be able to hear that teaching and benefit from engaging with that.
And I know for all the Thrive Ministry students as well, you'll be able to go to any of the adult life classes and any of the ones that I'm in, whether I'm teaching or not teaching, you're certainly welcome to be there with me as I'm sitting in those classes or teaching those as well.
Yeah.
Well, brothers, I'm really excited about the fall. I think this is going to be a really unique, but also I think a potentially fruitful season just in what we're desiring for our congregation and hopefully trying to serve you all as well, just as your pastors. We're really looking forward to the fall and pray that it will be just a fruitful season for all of us at South Canyon. We'll see you guys next time.